Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, this morning, you know, we're going to have our wisdom moments, the seventh of the month, and we are going to look at Proverbs chapter 7 this morning. And, you know, and to kind of set it up this morning, just to think about it, that the, you know, Solomon is talking about the wisdom, and just, you know, he's one of the wisest men outside of Jesus that was walking on the face of the earth. But he talks about that he was looking out of his window, and he saw through the lattice work, he saw a situation. And in the situation he saw, you know, a young man who lacked any judgment. I don't know if you've ever seen a young man that lacked judgment, but you're just kind of squinching like, oh my goodness, it's going to be bad, you know. And we always joke around about, they say that the frontal lobe of the brain is not fully developed until 25. That's what scientists say. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, obviously you can measure if it's there or not. But it's, you know, and that's where the consequences of for decision making mm-hmm. and all that's there, you know. But
right.
I mean, sometimes it could be, you know, I remember when the sheriff of where we are was in a particular meeting, and he was talking to some of the leaders that were, or not leaders, just business people that was yeah. there. And he asked, everybody's probably pretty much in their, you know, young, like 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
And he asked the question, you know, he said, first of all, he said, if sin was needles, he'd be like a porcupine. And then he goes into saying that, do you know how long it takes for the frontal lobe of the brain to develop? Remember that?
Yeah.
And he paused for way too long, you know, because these things automatically normally come up anyway inside of me, but I have time to suppress them, this humor thing, and pull it down before it happens. But he waited so long, you know, I had to say, 60? And everybody in that room just laughed us up for the sheriff. And so, but, you know, the thing about it is we can't blame it. We can't blame it on our brain development, because it has to do with our heart, right?
Right.
I mean, a kid knows. I mean, he knows with no frontal lobe. He know if you know, I'm not talking like I know something, like I'm a neuroscientist here and I've studied the brain or anything like that. I meant, but I know this. He knows getting them cookies is wrong. Oh, he knows it. That's why he looks over his shoulder before he sticks them in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and science tries to explain away what God says. Foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from them, right?
That's right.
And so in understanding that he's looking out the window. Solomon's looking out the window. Obviously, you know, it wasn't an air-conditioned place, you know, and he's looking out the lattice work.
Right.
And as he's noticing this young man has no judgment. Which means he don't know what right or wrong is. You know what I'm saying? And so he's going down by this lady's house. And I can see Solomon going like, oh, he don't have a clue about this woman. You know what I'm saying? He don't have a clue about this particular woman. Now Solomon knew. And he's thinking, oh, he's walking in her direction.
Oh, no.
I know. He's like, oh, no. Stay away. Oh, and this is what's happening. This is the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Proverbs chapter 7, you know, getting the wisdom of God. This is our wisdom moment. And it's seventh of the month. That's when we're doing it. And I encourage you to do the same thing. And so Solomon, you know, is just like, because he's got a ton of wisdom. He's got an awesome ability to judge. And he's looking, and he's going like, oh, no, please. Oh, no. And he's walking right to that particular street corner, you know. And he's going, I know that woman's husband done gone already out of town. You know, he done took a whole bag of money, so he's going to be gone for a long time. That loose woman's going to be out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What he said?
That's what he said.
Yeah, and so, you know, kind of summarizing, you can read it yourself. You might be thinking right now, no way, is that what it said? That's exactly what
That's
it
exactly
says.
That's exactly what it says.
We need to know this, because sometimes, you know, we're just naive in thinking that, you know, everybody has pure motives and, you know, they're not really trying to kill you. Just that was an accidental stabbing, you know, right?
Right.
That wasn't the devil. And so, and everybody's just not innocent, you know, in the context of their motives. I mean, and this particular woman was waiting for him, this young man, it appeared, mm-hmm. to be able to come her way. You know, it makes you think of a trap, you know? And so in this, Proverbs at Proverbs 7. We're reading from 7:21 this morning. He says, with persuasive words, she led him astray. Isn't that amazing that, you know, today we don't give as much credence to what past generations did, was the ability to give a good speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the right. ability to persuade somebody and to talk to somebody and just, you know, and, you know, being our dialect, we have to work really hard in from where we're from. But the, you know, and so many people get into power over people's life and they mislead them. They lead them astray because they have the ability to persuade them, you know, in the wrong direction. And so it says right here, with persuasive words, she led him astray. I mean, if I encourage you, if you want to do a word study in the Word of God, study the word led astray. You'll be really surprised how many people were led astray in something similar to this. It goes on to say, she seduced him with her smooth talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's amazing to me because, you know, some people want to be loved. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to be loved. I mean, you want to be loved and you want a good experience with people and, you know, that, but still you got to be wise. And he wasn't wise and he had no judgment that just because somebody's talking to you in a way that you would want them to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they have the right motives and that she wants to be your wife. He didn't really realize that. Maybe he did. I don't know. But this is another man's wife.
Right.
Right. And then he says, all at once, just suddenly, mm-hmm. should have never talked to her in the first place. Never should have went by her house. You should have never pulled that website up in the first place. Oh I'm sorry. Okay. He says, all at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter.
Mm.
I mean, that's brutal, you know, because when you think about a slaughter, you know, we're so far away from what it takes to be able to put the hamburger between the buns that we don't realize that there was a cow walking around a field one day and they killed the cow.
Yeah.
They skinned him, gutted him. They cut him up,
mm-hmm.
put parts of him through a grinder, packaged it up, sent it to that Burger King or your McDonald's.
Right.
Less to McDonald's. I don't think there's much meat on McDonald's. And and then they cook it up and put it between your burger.
Mm-hmm.
So back up a little bit and picture the cattle or the ox in the field going that way.
Right.
And that's what she's saying. Saying it, all at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierced his liver.
Mm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You think about Samson. You know, Samson kept on hanging around something he shouldn't have hung around.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, one particular day, when he thought, well, nothing happened last time that I was with her. Nothing happened last time that I was with her.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like an ox going to the slaughter and like an arrow piercing his liver, right?
Right.
My goodness. And he goes on and says, and little knowing that it would cost him his life.
Mm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-mm.
Isn't that something? I want to encourage you this morning of wisdom is that listen up, get judgment, understand the reason why we're talking about wisdom continually on VFN radio is because we don't want your liver pierced and we don't want you, you know, being led like an ox to the slaughter because there are people, believe it or not, I know this is shocking. It was shocking to me that their motives are not necessarily pure. They really have your demise in mind. They really want to do away with you.
Yeah. Really?
Wow, my goodness. Oh, And so, but what it is, they're held captive by the adversary to do his will. And that's what's really going on. And we're to love those who pierce us. Anyway, so then he says, now then, my son, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways. So it's your heart, right? Or stray into her path. In other words, stay away from her place. Stay away from her place. Stay away from his place. Stay away from all the seducing things that the enemy's doing through media and the websites and internet and all this type of stuff, and because it's gonna overtake you. I remember listening to there was a divorce going on, and the one particular man was divorcing his wife, and she was behind one podium, and he was behind the other, and his daughter was behind the mother, and he said, you know, I don't mind getting a divorce from my wife. She can have everything. She can have everything except my computer. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you have been led to the slaughter like an ox. You have been snared by a trap. Your liver has been pierced. And little did you know it, it's going to cost you your life. And you got to understand, that's what happens. It's persuasive words. You know, you know, if all of a sudden, if you don't have things like Be Secure on your internet that will stop things from popping up in your face, that you'll be innocently moving along, all those things will just pop up. And so it will try to allure you and entice you because Satan has a plan to destroy you. Mm-hmm. And so it just puts something up to block it.
Right.
It brings some accountability in your life. See, listen, if you ever see me wandering by her house, slap me upside my head.
Right. Come get me quick.
You know, I'm just going to go down and help her. Yeah, right. You're going to help her, all right. And then he says, many are the victims she has brought down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people. I know people. And I think you know people too. But do you know people?
A couple.
I know people. But I just thought, oh, my gosh. How many people have you brought down? At what point will you stop taking these men down? You know, right. And in some cases, sometimes it's taking women down as well. Mm-hmm. At what point are you going to stop? Does it not cross your mind that something, you have a trail of dead men behind you, you know,
right?
That their livers are pierced, you use them. I'll never forget that we were in a gathering, and a particular man was just in love with God. I mean, God had reached out to him. He had come to me and just was hungry for God, and just, it was just weeping in God's presence, just renewed, a fresh wind blowing over him. And there was somebody that was new that had come into the gathering, and when she saw him, she said to herself, "He's mine." I'm like, "Get out of Dodge! Are you serious? This man has found God. Yeah. He's weeping in the presence of God. And what is on you that points at somebody like that and says, 'He's mine'? It's the devil on you. Yeah. You got to get free from that. That is a wrong mindset." And little do you know, before you know it, she took him out. Yep. She totally took him out and ended up having him actually move into her home.
Yeah.
And it was over at that point.
Yep.
It's just a sad thing, isn't it?
Sure was.
Oh. I don't think, you know, just because he is a small physical person or she's a small physical person, that they can't do big physical damage. That you know, understand this, that it's not about size. It's about spirits. It's about what is on that person. What is that? What's there? And what he's saying here, you know, Ephesians 6:12 lets us know that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And so it's a seducing spirit, you know, to be able to take you down. And when you think about what's really going on and what's happening today, when we talk about, you know, some of the statistics that are even happening, you know, some people are getting seduced by, you know, women and men like this, but some people are being seduced by images of men and women like this, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you look at Romans chapter 1, you know, talking about it, in Romans chapter 1, he talks about the very same thing that we're talking about, and this is what happens, so it's not just Old Testament type, it's New Testament, and so there's three phases of a nation being turned over to, you know, different levels of judgment coming to a nation, and the purpose of God's judgment is to bring things back in alignment. Again, you can find out more is America Under Judgment at VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app on your phone. But he says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, he says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools." And that's what happened to this young man. They became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images. Wow. Made to look like mortal man. Think Amazing. About it, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, Matthew 6:22 lets us know that, you know, whatever comes into your eye, your body's made up of it. And so, you know, you may be all alone and being led astray, by images. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And God will respond to that, just like he responded to this young man as going through the processes. And he said, well, if that does go on, he says, therefore, because remember, it leads to death is what Proverbs lets us know. It leads to death. And so he goes on and says, because of this, because now you're exchanging the glory of God for images made to look like man, he says in verse 24, therefore, God gave them over to sinful desires of their own hearts, to sexual impurity, and to the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than God. And so what happens is, just like this progressive journey of this young man that Solomon was watching, he says, I've seen and I've observed, there was a progression of he's heading that way, you know, then he gets enticed, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't know, he obviously is not soaking in Proverbs every day and getting wisdom because he didn't have judgment and wisdom of the Word of God in the context of that. And he all of a sudden, suddenly he was led like an ox to the slaughter. And that's what happens even today. You see, you know, we need men and women of God to rise up and say, listen, this is a trap. You know, this is a trap. You got to shake yourself, you know, and say, you know, this, I've got to turn away from these things. I cannot be just like this young man who had no judgment, because the end of it is death.
Right.
The end of it is death. You know, and what's happening today is quite often is we don't have that wisdom or that judgment. Say, this is not good. You know, and so I encourage you, if you haven't, get somebody in your life. You know, everybody needs a Paul. Everybody needs a Barnabas and a Timothy. You know, somebody who's speaking into your life, somebody's life who you're speaking into, and an encourager. And you need those people in your life, and it can be several people. But you need them to be able to also watch over you and somebody, you know, let me know if I go down that road again. Right?
Right.
Let me know. It's like, well, she's texting me. So, you know, and you think about it, you can't, there's so many forms of communication today. It's like, you know, somebody says, I broke that relationship off 10 years ago. And they say, but she just friended me, or he just friended me on Facebook, you know, unfriend them. I had a neighborhood watch type meeting, and
yeah,
he's explaining to me about Facebook. And he looks at me and he just says, Greg, sometimes you have to unfriend people, you know?
Right.
You think, well, will they know if you unfriend them? You know, will they feel rejection? What is it? You know, sometimes, you know, this young man should have unfriended that woman.
Yeah.
That's what you just got to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know that they have a trail of destruction behind them,
yeah,
and you can tell by the words of their mouth, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man's life is a trail of destruction because of what the word just comes out of his mouth, James chapter 3, then you can just say, you know what, I'm going to unfriend you. I'm not going to have this particular conversation again. If I have to, I'm going to change my form of communication.
Yeah.
So, because I don't want you talking into my ear anymore, because if I let you talk into my ear, since the words you speak are spirit,
right,
then it's going to influence me. And then think about this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're talking wisdom this morning. And he's the Son of God. He's doing everything the Father tells him to do. Everything he sees the Father do, he's doing it. And all of a sudden, it's about time for him to go to Jerusalem, to flip the switch to eternity, to take our place on the cross, to pay for our sins, to walk that walk to the cross. And so he explains it to his disciples. He said, okay, now it's time for this. And Peter's mouth gets overtaken by the adversary. He doesn't say anything mean, but he says something that could have led Jesus astray. He looks at Jesus. I guess he looks at him. I mean, you know, I don't know. I know he didn't text him. And he said, don't go to Jerusalem. That seems innocent, don't it?
Yeah.
But the Jerusalem was God's plan for him. And he said, get behind me, Satan. You almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. Now listen, that's Jesus, man, you know.
Right.
Listen to me, man. That's Jesus that says, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. You can't just have anybody speaking into your ear.
That's right.
I mean, if Jesus was almost tempted not to obey the Father, and he did obey the Father, always. I mean, how are you going to hold up when you're just letting anybody, well, they're a relative of mine. Well, they're not a good relative. And besides, Jesus left his mother and his brother outside while he said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? You know, if the enemy's got their mouth set on fire to destroy you, you got to get away from that.
Right.
You know, can you imagine the therapy that would take? You look at somebody, their mouth's being used. Get behind me, Satan. I was like, I think he called me Satan. I'm not
right,
sure.
Right.
No. The word's not speaker, spirit, he says. And so I want to encourage you this morning that you want to be able to get wisdom. You want to be able to, there's conscious, you need to do things that specifically keep you away from those paths. And because today things are so virtual, you know, the images are coming in left and right. The chat rooms, you know, they say they're out there everywhere where people are chatting with people. You know, some of the things that is are saying just yesterday, that 1/3 of divorce paperwork has the word Facebook in it, you know. And Facebook, you know, we're on Facebook, but we're not on there to be able to, you know, have relationships like this guy did going down the street.
Right.
I mean, we're there just to be able to just stay in touch and kind of share what's happening with VFN Radio, VFN TV, give people hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of good to see a couple of people every now and then, but it's not, you know, you have good motives, but everybody on there don't have good motives.
That's
you know, I always call it Google.jez, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like some people are actually nosing through people's lives and, you know, finding stuff out. When you talk to them, they're talking like they know this person and they don't know nothing about that person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just studied their data. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Freaky. Anyway, so, and so, you know, that's probably why, you know, for a season that we were off so that God can kind of give us the right perspective of that. And so, understanding that we have to be wise, you have to make conscious decisions. So they said 1/3 of divorce papers has the word Facebook in it. 1/3.
A lot.
Yeah, because of those seducing things that begin to happen of old relationships or new relationships and all that type of thing. And a lot more statistics than that are going on. And so we have to be wise, you know, be as wise as a serpent, but as gentle as a dove. Jesus said, I'm sending you out like sheep amongst wolves.
Right.
So it's not wrong to be out, but it's definitely wrong not to understand, like these young men didn't, that you're going out amongst wolves. You know what I'm saying? But there are sheep out there too, you know? And so I just want to encourage you that kind of wisdom this morning, that it's very, very important to make conscious efforts to be able to stay away from the paths that lead you astray. We'll be right back in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.